Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, August 12th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, in case you missed it, on August 5th, Polk County Animal Control responded to a home on Lake Drive in the Waverly area where two family dogs had killed a bat in their yard. The dog's owner called Animal Control, and the Animal Control officers collected the bat carcass and sent it to the state laboratory in Tampa for testing on Tuesday, August 10th. The results of the test confirmed that the bat was infected with rabies. The two male boxers are vaccinated, but out of an abundance of caution, will remain quarantined inside their home for 45 days. This is Polk County's third case of rabies in 2021. The previous two cases involved a raccoon and a fox. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Kemper Sports is looking for an assistant guest services director. Management or supervisory experience is required, and hospitality experience is preferred. Sprout Therapy is still looking for a registered behavioral technician. RBT certification is preferred. And the Sunshine Method is looking for an ESE tutor, a bachelor's degree in teaching or a related field, and 2 years of mentoring and tutoring experience are preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you'd like. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 99. Partly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds northeast at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 10. Humidity is extremely humid, 63%. The dew point 73, cloud cover 39%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:50 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, gust up to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon with a 50% chance of rain, heat index values up to 107. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-70s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, Friday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 and an 80% chance of rain. And Friday night, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid 70s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now. So let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Four U.S. representatives from Texas, Republicans August Pfluger and Tony Gonzalez, and Democrats Vicente Gonzalez and Henry Cuellar, introduced the Bipartisan Reimbursing Agriculture Producers for Immigration Damages, or RAPID Act, to create a reimbursement program for ag producers who incur losses caused by illegal border crossings. AgriMarketing.com reports the bill would allow producers to receive reimbursement for livestock losses, damage to fences, or physical structures, or property losses caused by those crossing the border illegally. Tyson Foods will be requiring its team members in the U.S. to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by October 1st, and all other team members are required to be fully vaccinated by November 1st, subject to continued discussions with locations represented by unions. According to AgWeb.com, this makes Tyson the largest U.S. food company to require vaccinations against the coronavirus for its entire workforce. Tyson says almost half of its U.S. workforce has been vaccinated and infection rates remain low. RCAF USA, the nation's largest producer-only national cattle trade association, will hold its 22nd annual convention and trade show August 19th and 20th in Rapid City, South Dakota. As reported on AgWire.com, the group intends to strengthen its national strategy to quickly fix the United States' broken cattle market crisis by restoring competition for both cattle and beef.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Rural Georgia farmers are among those to benefit from the second round of the USDA funding for improved broadband services. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack just announced 12 additional states were recently awarded funding through the USDA's ReConnect program.
In rural Georgia, we're making a combination grant and loan that's going to provide additional access to high-speed internet for over 6,600 households, 10 healthcare facilities, 574 businesses.
The Altamaha Electric Membership Corporation in Lyons, Georgia, will use a $10.6 million loan and a $10.6 million grant to deploy fiber-to-premises networks in rural Georgia. As Vilsack mentioned, the service area includes 6,600-plus households and 207 farms spread over 246 square miles. The investments are part of the $550 million that Congress allocated to the second round of the ReConnect program, which began in 2018. The program earlier invested $62 million $1 billion in high-speed broadband infrastructure for more than 8,000 rural households and 57 farms in Alabama. Farmers in Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Missouri, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Virginia will also be seeing improved connectivity as part of the Reconnect Round 2. The USDA says it'll begin taking a third round of program applications in the coming weeks.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks close mixed, marking more records for the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average. Pullbacks in some technology stocks helped pull the NASDAQ composite slightly lower. The S&P climbed 0.2%, the Dow added 0.6%. Investors got some better news on inflation when the Labor Department reported that consumer prices rose 0.5% from June to July, down from the previous monthly increase of 0.9%. Energy prices rose, sending the price of benchmark U.S. crude up 1.4%. The Dow gained 220 points today to finish at 35,484. The NASDAQ dropped 23 to 14,765. The S&P 500 up 11 points to 4,447. New York oil rose 96 cents, closing at $69.25 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Jay Happ combined with a trio of relievers and a one-hitter as the St. Louis Cardinals beat skidding Pittsburgh 4-1. Happ retired the first nine batters and was pulled after six, having given up one run on one hit.
Our job is to go as hard as we can for as long as we can until the decision's made to move, you know, to the bullpen. So we're still trying to get as deep as we can, go till the ball's taken from us.
Cardinals are back to 500. The Pirates have lost 12 of 15. Central leader Milwaukee took two at Wrigley Field for the Cubs, 4-2 and 6-3. West leader San Francisco won their third straight, 8-7 over Arizona. The L.A. Dodgers blanked East leader Philadelphia, 5-0, snapping the Phillies' eight-game winning streak. The bases loaded walk in the sixth forced in the go-ahead run, and Atlanta's 3-2 win over Cincinnati. San Diego beat Miami 6-5. The series opener between the Nationals and Mets in New York was suspended in the top of the second because of rain. Washington was ahead 3-1. Play will resume today along with the regularly scheduled contest. This is SRN Sports. Tampa Bay's lead in the AL East is now 5 games over second place Boston after they beat the Red Sox 8-4. Boston manager Alex Cora saw his team fall to 10-4 since the All-Star break and drop their sixth straight to the Rays.
We have a good team, but we have to keep working at it. We've been on the roller coaster. We have to play a better brand of baseball.
Minnesota beat Central leader Chicago 4-3. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli and rookie starter Griffin Jacks, the first Air Force Academy graduate to appear in the major leagues, striking out a career-best 10 batters.
Double-digit strikeouts against the Chicago White Sox is not something you're going to see from a lot of starting pitchers in this game.
Salvador Perez homered twice to set a career high with 29 this season, helping Kansas City beat New York 8-4. L.A. split a doubleheader with Toronto. The Angels won the first game 6-3, lost the second 4-0. Oakland edged Cleveland in 10 innings 4-3. It was Detroit 9, Baltimore 4, Texas 5, 4 over Seattle in 10. The Italy game saw AL West leader Houston beat Colorado 5-0. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: middle age is when you're faced with two temptations and you choose the one that will get you home by 9 o'clock. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.